Hey, howdy and happy day. Bob Rae, he's a socialist in Canada. Of course he is a socialist in Canada. Used to be an NDP person, now he says he's a liberal. It's all the same thing. I mean, and communism is liberalism in a hurry, and son of a gun. And here he is, he's yipping and yapping about President Trump. He says, hey, this Golden Dome thing, you know, Trump has said that we will include Canada, and you can save yourself upwards to $100 billion and you fall under our dome. It's for protection, and you have to become our 51st state. So Bob Rae goes on record to say, hey, $0, I mean, this is a protection racket. Of course it is, duh. I mean, Trump said, we will protect you. Of course it's a racket. What do you mean? The NDP is a racket. I mean, negotiate yourself from under that, Canada. I mean, come on, talk already. Now in New York City, you've got this crazy person, Attorney General James. You know, she ran on the basis of crucifying Trump. Elect me and I'll chase him to the end of the earth. And she did that. And she actually got a judgment against him for $454 million. $1 million. I mean, who does that? $500 million, call it. And, you know, she says it's under appeal. But again, it's just totally crazy. But all of a sudden, Trump has found, his team has found things that she did. And now she's under investigation for mortgage fraud and testified, or falsified rather, illegal documents to secure favorable loan terms and a bunch of other words here, right? But it comes down to this. She says that I am the victim of President Trump's revenge and that the only mistake I've made was I filled out some forms incorrectly. No kidding. I guess you did. I mean, and is this retribution? This is nothing more than revenge. Of course it is. What do you think? I mean, when you spend years of your life campaigning against a person and telling everybody how bad he is, and then you get a $500 million judgment against him, it's all fraud. The fraud comes from her side, not from the Trump side. And now there's revenge and she's upset. The poor little girl. I hope she gets nailed because, you know, that's typical liberal stuff. I can do it, but you can't. And that's just wrong. Totally wrong. Now the border, the southern border in the United States, is virtually closed. Nobody comes over it anymore, hardly. I mean, it's not safe. There's so many people. Trump has really done the job on that. So what's happening now? They're going, the bad guys are going to Canada. They fly to Canada and they walk across that border. It's the longest border, I think, in the world or close to it. And they're able to do it. There's more arrests now than there's ever been. A significant increase in arrests. And the state of Maine has hit their highest level. Ever of people walking and even driving across. So what does that tell you? There's a lot of bad stuff going on. Canada, protect your borders. Get with the bloody program. Get some troops out there, because if you don't, I know you have some, but you need more. You know Trump's going to step in and do something else bad to you, and we don't want bad. So do good and you won't get bad. Now, Donald Trump Jr., he's an interesting guy. He loves guns. Boomity, boomity, boom, boom. He's a big gun guy. And he carries a gun, is my understanding. And now he is going to ring the New York Stock Exchange bell in June because he's involved with this online gun retailer called Grab a Gun. And it goes public in June. It's kind of interesting. Their ticker symbol is PEW. Whew. Which is kind of a fun, playful little thing. And Trump says this, it's a part of an effort to establish conservative businesses that have long been sidelined by woke investors. The gun space has been one of the spaces most attacked by woke corporate America. And people are more concerned than ever for their security. And we are giving a company that has been ostracized bandwidth to operate. Hallelujah. Good for you. Because good people don't do bad things. And gun sales are up. And women, they're buying guns like crazy also. I mean, I think there's 1 million guns a month, new guns that are sold. And the last stat that I heard is half of them are going to females. Got to check that. It might be 45% or some such number. But let's call it half and round it up. That's big numbers. Now, talking about Trump, this is an interesting stat. During the election in November, Trump, Donald Trump Sr., he won all of the swing states. He won the popular vote. He won the Electoral College by a big number. And Trump got, because of Trump, 89% of all of the 3,200 U.S. counties shifted to the right in the last election. I'm impressed. I mean, 89%. You can almost round that up to 90, couldn't you? 89% of all of the counties. There's 3,200 counties in the entire country. They moved right. What does that tell you? And his poll numbers are good today. I was with a group of Canadians the other night, and they just went on and on how bad Trump is. And I finally had to do, I can't help myself. I said, Why did you talk about your guy, our guy, in Canada? He's a wreck. And what about the guy before? You guys have been going on about Trump for a dozen years, close to, and you've never talked bad about Trudeau, who destroyed the country, your country. And all you do is continue to talk about a guy in another country. What about the closed border now? What about the low taxes? What about the freedom thing that's going on? And what about that? Oh, all you talk about is this Loretta James woman, whatever her name is, and the $500 million. He's guilty. You know what? He's appealed it. She's guilty, but that's always part of the conversation. So it always interests me. It amazes me how they, you know, cut your own bloody grass. Your grass is that high. Don't worry about the grass over there in the other field. And because it shouldn't affect, it has an impact. Of course, the U.S. does impact what Canada does. But these guys, they're often tangents. These guys being Canadians, they need to look more at what's good. And I said that to him. What's good about this? Anything? Can you not think of one thing that's good? Like freedom, blah, blah, blah. Go through that list again. And they kind of glaze over. So let's open up our eyes. Hey, you all, come back. And I got more from you from the right. See ya.